Meditation brings thought into focus. Meditation brings life into focus. Meditation brings everything into focus. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Meditation brings life into focus. When we meditate, we have a totally balanced attitude toward ourselves and the world around us. We no longer feel that the world is a difficult place to live in, that it's got problems for us, that it upsets us, that it is a challenge to us. It is more of a happy, happy time because we are living as balanced beings. And living as balanced beings, we can work out anything. There's nothing too big. There's nothing too problematic. There's nothing that is too difficult for us to work with. When we meditate, we put life into focus. Now, have you ever had a difficult time and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the answer came? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had someone ask you questions and the minute they closed the door, you had the answer? Now, why didn't you have the answer before they went out the door? And the reason you didn't have the answer before they went out the door, you weren't in the habit of being one with yourself. You weren't in the habit of meditating. Now, if they presented a question, if they presented a concept of some sort or other that confused you, just say, now just a minute, and then think about it. Now, as I perceive that idea, you see, then as I understand that idea, and then the answer just comes to you. It just flows right to you immediately, because you are working on it just perfectly and there's no problem at all. And this is the way it is when you are in perfect order with yourself. When you are in perfect divine order with yourself, there's no problems, because then you have learned to listen within. Now, you say, well, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Meditation brings life into focus. Well, I don't have time to meditate when my car is going to crash into a tree. I said, that's exactly the time that you should meditate. Stop and say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. Take a deep breath. All is in divine order. And you miss the tree. You know? When you put a cause in motion, even under the most trying situations, you bring the most remarkable results, the most amazing. I've done it myself. I've done it myself, and I've mentioned it to you that I've done it myself. And when you do it yourself, amazing things happen. Now, why do amazing things happen? Amazing things happen because you have taken charge. You have decided that you're the one who's in charge of your program. Mm-hmm. Just taking a throat lozenge here. You're the one who's in charge of your program. Now, are you really in charge of your program? Or is somebody else? Does somebody else come along and say, hey, that won't work. Hey, that's no good. Hey, I don't believe in that. And you know it's going to work. You know something they don't know. You believe in yourself. Or you might even know that in 2 minutes, the door is going to open because you called for it. And your neighbor is going to come over with the key so you can open the box. And you couldn't open the box without the key. And you didn't know where the key was. But then you thought, surely my neighbor might know, you know, because my neighbor is also in trust of that box, you know. So you call your neighbor. You say, hey, I forgot my key. Do you have a copy handy? And, oh, sure, bring it right over. So the person you're talking with, yeah, sure, you don't have that. You can't get into that box. You know, no way, you know. It doesn't work. It doesn't function. And you just sit in quiet reserve saying, I know that I know that I know. All is in divine order. Because, you see, if you are creative, if you are creative and normal, if you are creative and normal, you know what you can do? You can create your neighbor never getting over. You can create your neighbor being stuck up, being robbed on the way over, and they steal the key from him along with the other things that he has. You know, you can create your neighbor walking across the street, and he's got a hole in his pocket, and the key falls out of the hole and goes down the sewer pipe, you know, the drain that's right there. You know, I mean, you can create him doing all these silly things, and people do. People do. I had this key in my pocket. There's a hole in my pocket. Yeah? It's interesting. I had a jacket like that. I had a wonderful jacket. And the jacket had a false liner in it, which was just to keep the pocket from bumping against you. It was between the pocket and you. The jacket, the pocket, and the little false liner. And I thought that false liner was an inside pocket. And so I was putting all sorts of things in there, and I was walking along the street, and all of a sudden looking back at me, and there's my watch, and there's my wallet, and there's all sorts of things. My goodness, what else did I have in my pocket? And I reached into my pocket, and I felt both sides, and there it was. It had never been sewed all the way across. It was just a false liner. But you see, if we can do create some pretty crazy things and have some pretty crazy. And why did I create myself looking around and seeing all my stuff being scattered across the street?
Well, you felt it.
I felt it.
You knew it.
I knew it. And I thought to myself, my, that jacket isn't what I thought it was. But that's true. That's true. That's what we do. And we say, it can't possibly go wrong. I mean, it's right there. It's in the bag. It's like somebody who says, you've just won $30 million sweepstake. Until you get that money in your hand, with the taxes taken off, you haven't got it. And you cannot start spending it until you get it. Because even if you do, now if you're getting an inheritance and somebody's dying, and you're going to get lots of money when they die, and then what do? They don't die. The doctor comes along with some new treatment, and they're going to live another 10 years. And there you are. You spent the money already, and you didn't even have it. And that's never sensible to do. And you say, well, it couldn't happen. The doctor says he's terminal. He's got 2 days to go. You know? Well, the doctors only say what you have in your mind. They don't say what the fact is. That you've got to die because that means that's your time limit. The doctors don't have the big black book from God that shows when you're born and when you die. You know what I mean? That's a silly thing anyhow. But they don't have that. They don't have the ability to foretell the future. They can only look at you and say, if you keep going the way you're doing, your body will do this in a period of time. Because it's just how long it takes it to do that. Now, what do you want to say? Do you want to say, whatever our topic is here, meditation brings life into focus? Do you want to say, meditation brings life into focus? Or do you want to say that you have no control over anything? Well, a lot of people say they have no control over anything, and they don't. And then they wonder why they don't have control over anything, because they say they don't. Now, the moment you start saying you do, the moment you start saying all is in divine order, so it is. Now, we have a telephone list here, and we've had this telephone list since the year 1999. And we have not done anything to it. Stefan made it up at that time, and it's a 4-page list. And we've been adding in pencil a few things here and there, and subtracting a few things, and fixing up. Since all that time, now what's that, almost 6 years? Now, I asked Ellen to go over the list and tell me what things are current, but she didn't have time. And I asked each of you to tell me what's current on that list, you know, and none of you had time. And so I just took the list and started setting it and typed myself to get a new list because the original is missing somewhere. And not the original list, but the original disc copy, you know. So, here I got done setting one page in type, and already they've taken off two names on this one page. And then they've added a dozen more and fixed up a dozen more. So that's great. Now, in a few minutes, I'll have this list done. And then, you know what they're going to do? They're going to add and subtract. They're going to go over the list that I have so carefully created, so beautifully done, like a masterpiece, and they're going to botch it all up on me. And that's okay. That's okay. Basically, it's okay because of one thing. Because of the fact that it's what it's all about. It should be correct. Now, if I say to Ellen and Ingeborg and Sylvia, would you please take this list and check it against the facts? Make sure that each number I have written down here is correct.
Each name I've written down is correct, and if there's a mistake, let me know, and we'll correct it right away. But don't go hollering about it a week or a month or a year from now, saying, look at all the mistakes we had in that list. Well, I'm going at it carefully, but I am not going at it pin and needle, because I'm just going along as quickly as I can and moving it into a piece of usable stuff as quickly as I can. So if you would like to do that, that'd be lovely. I'd appreciate that. But if you don't like to do it, that's lovely too. And I appreciate that, because it shows me how sincere you are about the list. So I will make this list, and I'll put it on each one of your computers, on each one of your desks, and I'll send it all over the world. Should I wait till you've checked it over first?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, you would, huh? Okay, then I will. Well, how long is it going to take you to check it over?
Well, first get it done.
No, it should take you about half an hour, right?
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, all you're doing is checking numbers against numbers, right, and make sure that I didn't mistype any place. So thank you very much. I will do that. Now, you can see how meditation brings life into focus. I've been meditating on how I can have this proofed and proofed adequately, and I've just figured out how. Thank you, Ingeborg. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Rex.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Button. Thank you, Love. Thank you, Cats. And our new rabbit that you may have heard of this morning is just a fluffy little tiny bunny, and he is really a screamer. Mm-hmm. When you reach in and you pick him up and he senses the dogs are around, he says, put me back, put me back. I don't want to be out there where those animals are. And you know, he's little, so maybe if we could raise him with the dogs, they might take care of him, and they might cuddle him, and they might, and Ellen gives me the faraway look in her eyes saying, I have a killer in my bunch, Button. Whatever animals are out there, they are for him to go out and take care of, especially if they're squirrels and rabbits and other creatures. But that's Ellen's meditation. you hear that laugh? She is meditating on meditation brings life into focus. Now, Ellen, how are you going to bring into focus that your dogs love, have a kinship with all life, love all creatures?
Yeah, it's done.
Ellen says it's done. Okay, the next Root News broadcast will come along shortly, and we will give you a report on the condition of Button and the rabbit. Have a lovely day, and know that meditation brings life into focus, but you have to figure out what that focus is. And I say, that focus is peace. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.